Welcome to Neighbors Helping Neighbors, the official podcast of Ward Memorial Hospital. Thanks so much for joining us. I'm Amanda Wild, and my guest is psychiatric mental health nurse practitioner Monka Kwayu. We're talking about maintaining mental health during the holiday season. Monka, thank you so much for being here on the podcast. It's great to have you.
Thank you, Amanda, for having me.
The holidays can be joyful, but at the same time, the holidays can be the most difficult time of year. Monka, can you tell us about the unique mental health challenges people face specifically during the holiday season?
So mostly during the holiday season, I know some people look at it as, well, we have to be happy. They're just the pressure of being happy. But sometimes some people are not in that mood, which is okay. It's okay not to be happy all the time. So that's the stress people face, is that pressure of being happy. Also, the stress level arises mostly financially because people are looking forward to giving gifts, that pressure. So that can sometimes cause the stress during holidays. And also sometimes, like right now, we're about to have Thanksgiving, then Christmas, and then the end of the year. So that end of the year is also a challenge. You look at yourself, you're like, okay, what have I accomplished throughout this year? You compare that. You have to reflect on that. So sometimes that can stress you. Sometimes the intensity of loneliness. Some people don't have family, or some people, that's the time they have lost their loved ones. So during that time, they can also experience that.
Yes, I was just going to ask about people who are already managing anxiety, depression, or grief, how the holidays may affect them. And you're saying it may exacerbate that loneliness that we sometimes feel in those situations.
Yes.
Can you share some strategies to manage holiday stress and maintain mental wellness as best we can?
Mostly what I'll encourage people during the holidays, get enough rest. Rest is good. Whenever, let's say, you take time off from work, spend time with your loved ones, you guys can have a ritual during that time. Eating healthy is good for you. It can help you maintain your mental wellness. Also, exercising is good. Some people do yoga. Some people also meditate. That's good for your mental health.
So those are some ways to manage stress during the holiday season. How can we also set boundaries to protect our mental well-being? Sometimes we just feel like we have to say yes to everything that is happening because it's once a year.
Yes, and sometimes that's actually what gets us, is just saying yes, yes. Sometimes you're just exhausted and you don't know how to say no. Saying no is okay. Sometimes there's some, you just want that your private time. It's okay to set that boundary. It's okay to say, no, I need rest now. Yes, it's time for the loved ones to be together, but sometimes there are some people you really don't get along with. So it's okay to have that your personal space. It's okay to say no and have your me time. It's okay for that.
It's okay. Even if those around you are saying it's not okay, this is for you.
Yes.
What about social media? Does that play a role in holiday stress?
Yes, it does, actually. It plays a lot because sometimes you go on Instagram, you see what people are doing. This is just a small clip of their lives that you're seeing. This is not a day-to-day life that you're seeing. Some people just go dress up just to take a picture. Some people just go out to eat. Probably they're not even able to pay for that meal. Either they have gotten a coupon or they have an offer. So you're just seeing that little clip and you're comparing yourself to that. Don't do that to yourself, because that's you adding stress to yourself. Most people, actually, that's not their real life. Yes, social media is good because you get to see other cultures, you get to see other people, but do not compare yourself with what you see on social media, because it's not real most of the time.
So that is the downside of social media, is the
yes.
Human need to compare. But you're saying recognize that and try to steer away from that. I'm thinking too about supporting others. If you're not suffering from holiday stress, but what might you see in others around you, family or friends? Are there common signs that someone might be struggling with their mental health during this time?
Yes. First of all, I love the theme you guys have, Neighbors Helping Neighbors. That's actually something really nice that I like. Just observe. Sometimes observe the changes, change in behavior, change in communication. Listen, when you see those changes, just go ask the person, are you okay? And listen. When you listen, really listen. Don't listen to interact. Just listen to them. Sometimes all they need is just that listening ear. So just observation. I'll say observation is the main thing. Look at their mood. Look at their performance. Have they changed in any way?
And you can support by listening and making it known you're there.
Yes, yes. And you can validate their feelings. Tell them it's okay. What you're feeling is okay.
Monica, how can we make mental health a priority beyond the holiday season? Everything you're saying sounds like something we kind of should be doing all the time. What's your advice on that?
I'll say mental health. Don't let anybody shame anybody because of mental health. The same way we go to the doctor when we have, let's say, fever, we have a headache, is the same way we need to also take care of our mental health. So by building a routine, build a routine in your day-to-day structure. Let's say have 5 minutes for just meditating before you start your day. Sometimes you can use preventative therapy. Let's say like somebody who wants to get married, they have the marriage counseling. They go to that before they actually get married. That's also something you can also do with your mental health. Have that preventative therapy. Journaling. Journaling is a good thing too. If you are afraid of talking to people, find your journal, write down your thoughts. Sometimes also sit down and ask yourself, what I'm thinking of or what I'm feeling, is it really true? Because sometimes we feel a lot of things, but sometimes they are not true. Sometimes our minds just keep running. Is that really true, or we are just building a big monster behind our heads? Just create that routine, create boundary. When it's time for you to say no, and it's okay to say no. If you are able to say yes, go ahead. I always tell people that it's good to fill your cup first. When your cup is filled, that way whatever overpours or overflows out of that cup, that's when you're able to give other people. So if you are empty, it's hard to give people from an empty state. So take care of yourself. Keep a growth mindset too. That's also another thing.
Yeah, because I was just going to ask in relation to what you just said, the holidays are hard to get through for some people, but then there is really an empty spot for everyone when the holidays are over. It's kind of a slog after that, and we're sort of getting over all the food and all the excesses of the holidays. What advice would you give listeners for entering the new year with a positive mindset?
Positive mindset. It's always good to be positive. With that positive mindset, set a realistic goal. Do not set something that is too unrealistic. Let's say, for example, you're 200 pounds, you want to lose, and you're saying, oh, in a month, I want to lose 100 pounds. I mean, that's not realistic. So be realistic with yourself. Also know that every mistake you make, that's just a challenge. It's a lesson. So take it as a lesson and ask yourself, what have I learned from this lesson? Don't beat yourself up too much. Have rest. Have enough rest. I can insist on that for sure. Rest is always good. It's good for your health. It's good for your just your health in general, mental health, physical health. So rest. I know during the holidays, we're always up and down, but still create time for rest. Also, have a positive mantra to yourself. Have sticky notes if that's what something you like to do. Write encouragement notes for yourself. Say that to yourself. Speak out. Believe in that and actually work towards that.
So that's how you can set yourself up for success. And like you said, use your mistakes as a learning experience and don't look at them as a negative thing. And I like that you're emphasizing rest, which is highly underrated.
Yes. You'll be so surprised what rest can do for you.
These are great tips. Thank you so much for guiding us through understanding what the challenges are and giving us some coping strategies for managing those mental health challenges during the holiday season.
Thank you so much, Amanda. If anybody needs anything, they can always come to Sand Hill Family Clinic. That's where I am. I'm a psychiatric mental health nurse practitioner here. I assess psychiatric issues. I diagnose patients. I do medication management, holistic care. We also do preventative measures too. So if anybody needs, just come.
Thank you so much. I hope quite a few of us will take you up on that.
Well, thank you.
And have a healthy holiday season.
You too, Amanda. Take care of yourself.
Monka Kwayu is psychiatric mental health nurse practitioner at Ward Memorial Hospital. For more information, visit us at wardmemorial.com/podcast. And if you enjoyed this podcast, please share it on your social channels and check out the entire podcast library for other topics that may be of interest. Thanks for listening to Neighbors Helping Neighbors from Ward Memorial Hospital.